97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The fact that these people are accusing him of a stage-managed thing, of course the president has to have security because there have been two attempts on his life in the last 8 weeks. He can't just walk into a McDonald's and you know, sign a W-9 and actually go on the payroll. That's just not how this works, especially given the security threats on his life. But look, he was interacting with people. He was talking to the employees. He was giving people food. And he was just being, I think, what he does best, which is just being among the people, talking to them about what they care about. He showed, I think, genuine interest in the employees and their lives and where they came from and what they were actually doing in their job. And that's something you can't stage and you can't fake. That is just the genuine person that Donald Trump is. And it's why I think a lot of working people, even though, of course, he's a successful real estate billionaire, have this emotional connection to Donald Trump. You can't make up that kind of connection. Unfortunately, Kamala Harris has tried and failed. And I think it's why her campaign is flailing a little bit right now, is because, yeah, she goes into Sheetz and does four takes of her buying Doritos. Donald Trump just goes into McDonald's and he is who he is and people love him.
J.D. Vance, the vice presidential candidate on the Trump-Vance ticket, talking a little bit about Donald Trump's effort to go work in a McDonald's yesterday and bring attention to local businesses, big franchises, local businesses, and the importance of those jobs. And we ask our friend Steve Moore to weigh in on that, among other things. Steve Moore is a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, as well as a Trump economic advisor. And he's author of the book Govzilla, How the Relentless Growth of Government is Devouring Our Economy and Our Freedom. Steve, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being here today.
Hi, Annie. Actually, I have my new book just came out last week.
It's perfect.
Called The Trump Economic Miracle. And it is about the superior record of Trump to Biden and Harris on almost every single measurement. And, you know, how Trump did it in his first term and how he'll do it in his second term. So I hope people will get that. We're number one on Amazon Business and Economics, and Trump gave a shout-out last week on the book.
Yeah, The Trump Economic Miracle. We'll absolutely check that out. You'll be happy and proud of me, Steve. I was checking out your hotline in my email today, and it was the fourth point that is listed there is talking about how the real median earnings are still down under Biden. These people who work at McDonald's, the people who work in barbershops, the people who work, I'm just thinking of several of the places that Donald Trump has frequented here as of late, are really, really being pressured under a tough economy with median, real median wages still being down under the Biden-Harris campaign. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the, you know, middle-class worker, how they're faring right now and how they would fare if Donald Trump became the president.
Well, this explains why it is that Trump has surged into the lead in the race, is that, you know, Kamala, did you notice she couldn't name a single thing she'd do differently than Biden?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to get, if you want four more years of this, then you should vote for Kamala Harris. But Trump is going to get us back to the prosperity we had when he was president. And, you know, he's going to lower taxes. We're going to produce more energy. We're going to deregulate the economy. We're going to have better trade deals. We're going to build pipelines and things like that that we need to, you know, secure our energy independence. So a lot of the stuff is just common sense that makes an economy grow. And Kamala doesn't understand economics because she's never actually there's a big dispute now about whether she actually worked for McDonald's. You know, she said she worked there for 1 year, but the McDonald's people have no record of that. By the way, what kind of a lowlife actually lies on their resume about working at McDonald's?
Yeah, such a bizarre thing for her to claim. Yeah. Steve Moore speaking with us right now. I hear a lot about...
By the way, Donald Trump has worked at McDonald's because he worked there yesterday.
Yes, he did. It was quite something to see him work in that fryer. That was wild.
The way, you know, he just has a way of... He just understands middle-class, working-class people. And the way he was dealing with people, you know, when they drove up, it was just very... people should watch it on the video on YouTube, because it's an amazing video. You know, Trump just has a way of, even though he's a very rich man himself and an incredibly successful businessman, he understands blue-collar workers. And, you know, I've been around him quite a bit over the last 8 or 9 years, and I've just noticed the way he treats people, whether the people he works for him or the Secret Service people or the service people at, the restaurants he goes to or the hotels. And he treats everybody with dignity. And you know, he asks about how they're doing, and you know, it just means a lot to people. He has the common man's touch.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you. You've kind of answered this question, but you know, he acknowledges the blue collar worker. He certainly has a lot of support of the union members that are out there. Maybe not every union from the top, but
he's gonna win the union vote. He will be the first Republican in a long time to win the union vote because they realize that the union leaders don't always represent their political views, and they're concerned. You know, most Americans are generally pretty conservative, you know, in terms of how they view the world. Not everybody's conservative or moderate, but most Americans are not far left. And Kamala, I want people to remember, if you're undecided, Kamala had a more liberal voting record than Bernie Sanders in the Senate. So she is no moderate. She's a far left winger.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. I mean, I think that when it comes to the union workers and it comes to the people who, you know, are middle class or maybe are starting out in their career and maybe they do work at McDonald's or whatever it might be, there is this facade that has been created in cases Donald Trump by the media that has been in play since 2015. They've worked very hard to create a caricature of a man, and that's the person who has had to run for these for the president of the United States. And it feels like this time around, and I think, Steve Moore, that it's because of where it hits people in the pocketbook, that they are stopping believing the spoon-fed narrative of who Donald Trump is because they've seen what these years of the Biden-Harris administration is doing to their ability to make and keep their own money, that they're starting to think for themselves a little bit more than usual and maybe trust that Donald Trump's the right person, especially for the economy.
Well, that's certainly what the polls are now showing and the betting markets are showing, that there's been about a 6-point switch in just the last 2 or 3 weeks. And remember, Annie, when Kamala was announced as the Democratic nominee, without getting a single vote, by the way, you know, there was this love affair by the media. And, you know, she zoomed into the lead and she was treated like Mother Teresa, for goodness sakes. And now people are taking a look. I mean, Trump has a very good ad up in Virginia, where I live, which is a battleground state. And it just says, you know, it's just one example. I mean, this is a woman who voted to use public taxpayer funds for sex change operations for criminals in jail.
That's wild.
I mean, you couldn't make that up.
It's like a jackpot.
I mean, what kind of lunatic is for that?
Yeah, completely. I wanted to ask you one last question. We want to make sure we respect your time here. We're speaking with Steve Moore. He's a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, also a Trump economic advisor. This idea that we keep hearing, Trump insults Kamala Harris's plan to always tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. Two-part question for you. Is that the Kamala Harris plan? And secondly, who does Kamala Harris consider to be rich?
Yeah, great point. So, you know, we have a new report on our unleashprosperity.com website that shows, you know, that half of the income tax are paid by the people in the top 1%. So the rich do pay a lot of taxes in this country. But there's no question that her tax policies would very dramatically affect middle class people, because she wants to get rid of the Trump tax cut. And the average American saved about $2,500 a year on their taxes, you know, in that plan. So if you erase the tax cut, you're effectively raising anybody want to pay, you know, $2,500, $50 a week more in taxes? If you do, you know, Kamala Harris is your person. Trump is going to cut taxes for everyone. Everyone is going to get a tax cut, including, don't forget, no tax on tips.
Yeah. He's thrown a lot of things in the no tax categories, overtime, all of that stuff. I know he's got a lot of ideas and he's been pushing them out there. Kamala Harris has been taking a few of those for her own campaign.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, we're going down to the wire. It is going to be a close race. And that's why, by the way, I mentioned my book at the start, Trump Economic Miracle, because, you know, you can just go to Amazon and get it for, I think, like $14.95. But if you know people are still undecided, and we know about 10% of the voters are still undecided, give them this book. You can read it in two nights, and you just look at the, you know, how Trump performed and how what's happened under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. It's like night and day. Remember how prosperous the economy was before COVID? We were like booming, and now we've had almost 4 years of middle class Americans making no progress at all.
Yeah, and it's got to change, and Donald Trump's the man to do it. Steve Moore, thank you for being with us. And a reminder for folks to get the Trump Economic Miracle and the plan to unleash prosperity again. Highly recommended. Steve Moore, thanks for being with us again today. It's always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Annie. Have a great week.
Yep.
Take care.
You as well. Look forward to having you back next week. We're 15 days away from the election. Tomorrow is Tuesday. So 2 weeks from tomorrow is the big day. I mean, are you prepared for this? Are you ready to be on the other side of this election? That's a big question. There's hope in the moment that we have right now. There's a finality in the moment that comes after the election when those results are decided. There are questions about how whatever the other side is, the losing side, how they're going to react in this country. So we all sit on the edge of our seats and brace ourselves for impact. But the way that you can make a change in this election is still in play right now. I have the Turning Point Action app on my phone, and I've been using it to text people. I was going to go to Wisconsin. The initial time that I requested to go, they weren't accepting people in the first weekend of October, and that was the weekend that I had available. So I've been spending my weekend sending text messages to people in Wisconsin, personal text messages, like individual text messages, to low propensity voters. And you can do that as well. If you go to the Turning Point Action app, you can sign up there. You can still go to Wisconsin. You absolutely should do that 100% and get involved. And, you know, you don't have to text these people necessarily and recommend books to them, but it's important to listen to what Steve Moore is saying there. Like, if there's somebody out there right now that's maybe thinking about staying home or whatever, have the conversation now with them after the election. It's over. It's done. It is what it is. Now you can still make an impact on how the outcome of this election actually ends up unfolding. And I think it's a really important moment in time where you can make a difference. You can have an impact. And you can potentially contact somebody or go show up and work under Turning Point Action. I mean, I don't know if the process is still in play. I haven't heard that it hasn't been, but they'll put you up. They'll provide lodging for you in a hotel. They'll take care of you through the whole process. So go to Turning Point Action for more information there. When we come back, we're going to speak with Speaker Johnson, or not Speaker Johnson. We're going to speak with Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg. And here's Speaker Johnson talking about these leaked Israel plans.
Yeah, the leak is very concerning. There's some serious allegations being made there. Investigation underway, and I'll get a briefing on that in a couple of hours. There's a classified level briefing and then other, but we're following it closely. Look, I talked to my friend Bibi, Prime Minister Netanyahu, yesterday to encourage him. I mean, he's done an extraordinary job, I think, prosecuting that war. And if he had taken Joe Biden's advice, they'd be in a much weaker position right now. I think that the United States needs to stand unequivocally by our ally there right now.
So where is the next step? What is the next step in Israel's willingness to defend themselves to eliminate the terror threat that exists to the elimination of the Jewish people there in Israel? What is their next step? What is the responsibility that America has in that next step? How will America respond in support for Israel in the next step? Is there a red line of what we'll do and what we won't do? Well, I don't have any of the answers to those questions, but I do always, as usual, have a lot of questions. So we're going to bring Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg on with us in the next segment. So don't go away. Thank you to Steve Moore, who gave us a little bit of his time this afternoon. And when we come back, we'll speak with the Lieutenant General about exactly what's going on in Israel, what we know, what we hope, what we're afraid of, all of it next on The Andy Fry Show. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.